It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care and by Generator Supercenter.
I had the worst night of sleep I've ever had in my entire life.
Really?
Well, that's saying something.
Oh, my back hurts so bad. Yeah, I don't know whether it's the mattress or what. I just could not sleep.
Huh.
My back was hurting so bad, I just skipped dinner and just stayed in the very bed that was killing my back.
What's going
Which
on?
Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I don't know. Of course, I've always battled back problems. So
Advil always helps if I have back problems when I go to bed.
You like the Vil of Ad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember Advil when we were kids, though. It seemed like that came out later on, right?
It may have been around. Yeah. We just didn't take it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, our parents didn't give it to us.
So, and I sat around thinking, I do a game when I'm trying to go to sleep and can't go to sleep. I was thinking, okay, San Francisco. How many bands, big bands, can I name that came out of San Francisco, other than the obvious ones? Like, this one is a very obvious one. Which, this song creeped me out to no end.
Boy, it was
when
crazy.
I was a kid.
Yeah.
Jefferson Airplane.
It's been used in so many documentaries about Vietnam or movies about Vietnam. It just takes you to Vietnam.
It's just all druggy and just kind of something, you know, it's watching the Manson family walk around Spawn Ranch. And it just...
Trippy song.
They wrote this while they were on dope.
They were so high on dope. And the crazy thing is that's the one that went on to sing, they didn't sing We Built This City, did they? Yeah, it was them, wasn't it?
The later incarnation.
Starship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and then, of course, Grateful Dead. Everyone associates Grateful Dead with San Francisco.
I went by Jerry Garcia's house yesterday.
You did?
Well, it was actually the whole band lived there, apparently.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
You think anything seedy happened in there?
No, just good times, good vibes.
Where
that,
was
that
it?
That place ever smelled like crotch?
It's right on Ashbury.
Okay.
I think 710 Ashbury.
Uh-oh, see, he knows it. He knows it.
Just right down from the intersection of Haight and Ashbury.
But there's other ones I did not know that were from San Francisco. This morning, when I got up, I had to sate my curiosity. Did you know this band is from San Francisco? I realize I don't know where a lot of bands are from. It's Metallica, Enter Sandman.
No, I guess I didn't know.
The biggest bands in metal, or whatever you call this.
Say rock.
Rock, yeah. But yeah, they were from San Francisco. No idea.
I didn't know that.
Didn't associate them with being a San Francisco band.
I have two guesses.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they were from L.A., but I always thought the Doors were from here.
They're from L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. They're from L.A., and, you know, they did L.A. Woman, didn't they?
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean they're from there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bands that are like that that had a song about a city that you then think
they're from
that city.
I know one for sure from here. You may have it on your list. Huey Lewis and the News.
I didn't have that on my list.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're from San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
That was a big deal when they used to sing the anthem at 49er games.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you'll get this one. Like, I thought this guy was from Dallas.
Good dad. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think
Steve
he
Miller.
Was from Dallas, but he hung out here in the 60s. Like, the Summer of Love, I think he was out here and recorded at Haight Ashbury down the
right.
Line.
So, and a lot of bands will do that. Like, the Cars are a Boston band, but, like, Ben Oren grew up in Cleveland, you know, so he's known as a real Cleveland guy. So, yeah, you get those hybrid kind of people like that. But, yeah, Steve Miller Band got popular in San Francisco.
I think he is so great and so underrated.
I think he is, too. And I remember Rhines always hated him.
Why?
I don't know. I never understood it. But I love his voice, and I thought they had a lot of great songs. This wasn't one of them. Abracadabra.
That's a good song.
Abracadabra was one of the worst deals we've ever had.
No, that song was fine.
All right, now this next band from San Francisco, I know, Giorgio, you will absolutely... I know you're going to diss this.
Okay. No, I won't diss them.
They're from San Francisco.
Yeah, according to my research.
Huh.
No, just some of his
something happened.
Pronunciations I thought were interesting.
Gerald.
And I think there's a little too much white man overbite that goes on to their music. But
you think so?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of, you know, 55-year-old.
A lot of white guys that can't really dance, right?
Yeah.
You until their joints hurt.
You were right. He did kind of diss it.
But, yeah. Kind of. Just kind of.
You hate the boinin'.
We always
they talk like
tripped up on
Bugs
that.
Bunny
yeah,
or
yeah.
something like that. That really bothered
boinin'.
You.
Ain't dark, it's boinin'.
But that's a San Francisco band. This next one, did not know was a San Francisco band.
That was CCR, by
that
the
was,
way.
Yeah, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Not Cross
Say
Canadian
it for me,
Ragweed.
Jason. You say it.
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
There boom. Good. Yep, he Fails. Nailed it. I couldn't say it.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right. This band.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at
once? Oh, my kids were so into this.
This, to me, was the best of the smile pop.
He definitely had that smile voice. Yeah.
I think Green Day had it. Like, they were great.
Yeah, and that makes sense that they're part of the pregame show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're great. And they're from here. They're another one of the great San Francisco bands. This you may not get.
Can't identify this.
Sounds like Red Hot Chili Peppers. Isn't
it? Wait to the chorus, you'll get it. Oh yeah, Faith No More. They're from San Francisco. Had several hits in the 90s. Actually, this came out in 89. I can't believe that.
It is very Chili Peppers.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I thought it was for a second.
This a throwback, but you'll get this one.
She's from
Galveston,
Texas.
Yeah. Beaumont or somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, grew up with Jimmy.
But, of course, made it big with the Big Brother and the Holding Company out here
yeah.
in San Francisco.
Okay. Part of this whole scene got. Out here.
And I think that this is not Janis Joplin. I think this is Big Brother and the Holding Company, isn't it?
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, maybe.
But, of course, no one remembers them. They just remember yeah. Janis Joplin these days.
She was great.
Yeah, she used to get bullied by Jimmy Johnson.
She did?
Yeah.
Oh. It was one of those we called her
beet weeds. Okay, and now we get to the two greatest of all San Francisco bands. Made it from San Francisco.
Okay. Oh, boy.
What are you talking
Wait
about?
Wait for this one.
What are you talking about? I don't know if anyone recognizes this song. This is one of their lesser-known tracks.
It's got the Cold War, right?
Was it sports teams that gave this song such a resurgence, or was it the Sopranos?
Yeah, it was the Sopranos, absolutely. I remember...
But I think some of those title teams, though, were playing it before that final episode of the Sopranos.
I think you're... that's a good question. What happened first?
But I do know that... The week after it played on the Sopranos final episode, it went to number one on the charts again, or top ten or something.
Which I always credit Sopranos with, like, giving Journey its complete resurgence. It always seemed like Journey was being forgotten about. And now this song has... This song in particular is what's kept Journey alive to younger people.
Yeah.
Because they all know this song.
This may be, outside of Sweet Caroline, the biggest sing-along song in our country now.
It's pretty big.
Well, wait till you hear.
It's a great song, by the way.
It
might be one of my 10 favorite songs of all time.
You know what's unusual about that song? I've told you this little stat before, but I believe the song is only, it's like 3 minutes and, it's about 4 minutes long, the song. And the chorus does not come in until 3 minutes and 20 seconds into a 4 minute song.
Builds up to Don't Stop Believing.
Very unusual structure to the song.
Yeah, that is unusual.
And certainly not a formula that you would ever do today.
No.
It was back when people kind of wrote more organically and just went by feel.
Got to get to that hook.
Rather than formula. But, yeah, Journey, Don't Stop Believing, which came out in 81.
Oh, yeah.
It's been that long now. All right, and then the greatest band to come out of San Francisco, Greater Than Journey. Greater Than Journey.
A lot of people
it's not Grateful Dead. It's not Jefferson Airplane. None of those. It's this. What is going on with this audio?
That sounds fine.
No, that's not the guitar sound.
Step out the front door like a ghost into a fog.
What a great song. I would put this in maybe one of my top 10 songs of all time.
It absolutely is one of my top 10 songs of all time.
Okay, I didn't know the Counting Crows were from San Francisco.
I didn't either, and I'm a huge Counting Crows fan.
That surprises me about you. You love them more than I do.
I just know that they're from Saturday Night Live. When they played this on Saturday Night Live, the world exploded for them. Yeah, I did think they were from New York because he talks about New York-y things. And
I guess I thought California on them, but I just assumed L.A.
And I thought he was like from a mixed-race parentage and stuff, and he's just a Jewish guy, Adam Duritz. But he had the dreads, and he just looked, you know, he had his cool look, unusual look. But, yeah.
Boy, how many pillows did Gordo punch to this song?
Oh my gosh. I had my heart broken to this song several times. But, yeah, the San Francisco band didn't even know it.
Wow. That was very educational.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a good town for music. Now, I don't know the latest big bands to come out of here, but I don't know if bands even do come out from anywhere anymore. As we said before, there's not a whole lot of bands anymore. There's just single artist.
Mm-hmm. So weird.
Yeah, it just changed. You don't really need a band anymore. But it is a different feel when you have the collective of, you know, four or five different people that are trying to make music. The push and pull of that creative compromise that you have to do with other people creates different music. And now you basically you assemble a team to create your music.
We'll put a track behind you. Just have an awesome hook.
I know. And even everyone's beloved Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Not saying anything bad about her, not saying that she can't write music and all that. I know, I'm trying to tread carefully, but also tell the truth, which is the most difficult thing to do in the entire world. But, you know, even she, you start looking at some of her songs as she moves along her timeline, and you notice more co-writers.
Yeah.
More co-writers. And now, these days, you can get a hit that'll have 10 or 12 co-writers on it.
Sure.
And it's more music by committee rather than music by a band.
Well, I got Swifty corrected yesterday because
I
said something on our podcast that wasn't 100% Taylor accurate about she was asked to do the Super Bowl but didn't do it because she's just coming off a tour. And
yeah,
that was all I caught. It was a long explanation about all this, and I said, yeah, okay, thank
well maybe you. She was just trying to be helpful to give you the proper information. Maybe she wasn't chastising you the way that you're characterizing it.
No, it was done in the tone of, you did not get that right. Here's the deal about that. Oh. Why is it always such a corrective tone with all that?
How about that?
Did she say, how about that?
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Okay, all right.
All right, Gordo, that was a fun exercise. Your sleepless night led to something
good
on our show.
Yes.